暮らしゃ小胸に詰め込む野望ブラジャーで抑えの効かねえ空気中の迷子どういまたお迎えしそれ会話。
Hello and welcome to ReachMahjong.com's twice weekly podcast. I don't know
Well, we've actually been putting podcasts up for, this would be the fourth week in a row.
Holy bagoli.
Yeah. Just two of them we recorded last year.
That is pretty much a pattern right there. Just to introduce ourselves, I am Gar, the Nelson.
And I'm Jen. And if you like this song, it's Rumi, an rapper, girl rapper, female rapper, woman rapper.
In Japan,
which is actually quite rare.
That is about as rare. I think there's about one of them, no? Are there two?
Good one. Oh, I mean, okay. There's a couple others that claim to be rappers, but they kind of sing. And this is AKY, which I really like.
I'm surprised I never heard that on the video thing at ABC.
I don't think she's that famous.
Oh, she's not that big yet.
I don't know. I mean, she's. Yeah, I don't know. It might be a really old song.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, too.
Or maybe they don't do, like, enough sign language dancing. Mm-hmm. Fake sign language dancing, I should say.
Oh, yeah, the para-para goofy stuff. Welcome to the ReachMahjong.com discussion of random pop music in
Japan. Yeah, J-pop. I think there's a lot of J-pop fans, or people who want to be J-pop fans.
Yeah, at school today we did the game where you, like, you know, people try to guess which answer is right, and like, oh, what's your favorite band? So I said Spitz, and they're all like, no, it's obviously not Spitz. But well, obviously they're not going to know Pink Floyd. So comparing Beatles and Spitz, I just said Spitz because I sing more Spitz at karaoke than I do Beatles. And so of course they're all like, what? Also, I love how kids always think that you and whatever teacher you work with must be your brother.
Or married.
Or married, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I just started teaching at a new school last week. It's fun.
Good.
Good kids. All full of energy.
They're in high school?
They're in elementary school. Sixth graders. Oh. I think sixth grade is like the perfect age for teaching. It's like they're not in junior high yet, where they're all confused about what they want to be, and in high school yet, when they're all horny after each other. And sixth grade, they've gone through, they're like at the top of their school, and they get to just be the biggest thing on campus for that year.
This is private school? The private school goes up to high school, right?
Or it actually goes through university.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Now you told me about it, and I totally forgot. I mean, I looked it up when you told me about it.
Supposedly, it's all, like, super... It's pretty expensive, I guess. So it's supposed to be, like, very well-off people. Mm-hmm. Kids come from pretty far away, too. Like, one girl, I think, said she came from Chiba.
Wow.
There's some that live, like, right around me, too. And that's, you know, that's, like, at least a 40-minute train ride, depending on what time, or, you know, how you time it.
Yeah, we just do public school, and I went and watched a couple of the English classes. And it really inspired me to call in sick for her on days of English classes.
Yeah, so this is the thing that Seike is doing well, I guess, in that they have, they split the class into, kids who have only lived in Japan and kids who have lived abroad, mm-hmm. went to international school. And so they have a fairly proficient level of English. So they separate those out. And, you know, one day I'm teaching the normal class, and the other day I'm teaching the advanced class. So that'll be fun, too, just because, you know, you can have more normal conversation with them.
I just wish it wasn't a required course for any school level in Japan. It bothers me so much that they have English on entrance exams. It seems ridiculous and waste of time.
It seems like some language is good.
I don't think it's necessary at a younger age, the way that they teach it.
Oh, I see.
So, if they have it offered at schools like yours, that's supposed to be, like, you pay extra, blah, blah, blah. But having it required at the elementary schools when they don't have any teachers who speak English at all, it seems like a waste of time to me. It doesn't seem beneficial. Mm. And it seems like it teaches them to be racist. If you see foreigners speak English,
Yes, there. Some of the approaches do seem a little bit misguided.
Anyway, I think it's unnecessary. I think the kids who want to learn English will find a way to learn English. Or they can take classes if they want to. But they should be teaching, they should be offering Chinese in high school.
Yeah, no kidding.
And Korean.
I think that would almost
They don't
be.
Even offer it. It's not even an option. Unless you go to ICU, I think.
Really?
ICU High School has like Chinese and Spanish and a couple other languages.
In Japan, they don't offer Chinese as a...
Not till university.
That is crazy. At least, you know, in America, you had your choice of German, French, Spanish.
Yeah, no, everyone has to study English.
And actually, depending on, you know, how big your high school was, you might even have the option of Chinese or...
Well, we had Japanese in my middle school.
See, you not offer these things anyway.
They need to offer Chinese because they don't offer it until university. I think it's the system used to be you had to do a foreign language from fifth grade. But it wasn't a graded course. They just had to have... Some of the schools in the West had Chinese. But now English is a required course from fifth grade. So it's a graded course from fifth grade. And then they require it to be... You had to have an English class from third grade.
Wow.
But I went and watched, and it's not... They have a foreign language teacher. They don't call her an English teacher. They call her a foreign language teacher. And she watches the kid's normal third grade teacher teach English. She doesn't teach.
She's just an observer?
She just comes into the class to watch the... So they have, like, you have your teacher, your all-day teacher, right?
Uh-huh.
In elementary school, you have pretty much one teacher. And then maybe you have a different... I don't know. We had a different PE teacher. We had a different music teacher. We had a different library teacher, whatever. But so they have one teacher, but that teacher teaches them everything, and then they have like a helper teacher for each subject. So she's the helper,
like
the foreign language helper teacher.
Strange system.
And she, when we watched the class at least, which was the end of the year, they just. She was just watching, like us.
Wow.
We were watching, too.
That seems maybe not so beneficial.
But we do online school for English. So.
Speaking of school, the other kind of funny thing about this new job, my new school, is that, you know, when I went for the interview, the main English teacher, she looked me up on the internet, and she's like, holy cow, professional Mahjong player.
All right, nice segue.
Yeah. But she's like, we can't say that. I was like, what?
Why don't you just start a Mahjong club?
I know, but she's just like, oh no, wait, the parents would not be hip to having a Mahjong pro teaching their kids. So, at that school, I am just Mr. Nelson.
Nice.
I don't get to use my first name because she thinks that people will Google me and then they'll... professional Mahjong player.
You know, we get that a lot. Like, we get a lot of people who are like, oh, that's not going to be accepted well. But I have not had it not accepted well anywhere.
Right. I've never had that experience either. I've gotten a lot of warnings. You know, like when I worked for SMA Station, they were really concerned that I might get arrested somewhere, and so then they were just like... Their big warning was just not to play in Akasaka, because that was where they thought that... most of the Yakuza hung out.
Yeah, but I hear a lot of, like, so first of all, I guess probably most of our listeners already know this, but professional players, when we play in tournaments, there's no gambling.
Yeah, yes.
And also our dojo has no gambling. And
right.
So they're really, for professionals, they're really trying to push the clean mind sport image,
right.
Basically. But I... No matter where I go, people are like, oh, well, you know, don't tell your kids' friends that because their parents are going to look down on you, blah, blah, blah. I've never had that, ever.
Huh.
Everyone is just excited, and if anything, it makes them more wanting to be friends.
Yeah, they are, like, pretty
usually I don't
much...
say it because I don't want to talk to people.
Pretty much the reaction from everybody is, will you teach me how to play? I'm like,
Yeah, or, wow, you must be so smart.
Yes, I get that a lot, too, yeah.
Like, wow,
glad that somehow that became the image of
there's
of
a
Mahjong
lot of
players.
Smart
yeah.
Mahjong players. I'm not one of them.
Right. If you feel like asking him, have you met Mahjong players? Because what about us do you think is smart? But and then oh, just it going in the name vein thing. So I handed out a little sheet worksheet last week, and at the top, that you know, it's write your name at the top. So, what do I do? Instantly, I write my full name, Garth Nelson, and then like two periods later, I realize, ah, am I not supposed to write Garth? Ah, I'm like scribbling out Garth. But
yeah, so everyone keep the school name that Garth said quiet too. That's a secret, okay?
Oh yeah, did I say the school name?
Kind of. Oh. I didn't say the whole thing, so and you didn't say the location, so it's probably okay. It's a common word.
Success road.
Okay. Yeah, just give more information. Now it's going to be easier for all of you to keep that secret.
Yes, because yeah, nobody's going to know which of those which of those Japanese words to use. oof, excuse me. I'm still getting over a little cold, so excuse the occasional clearing my throat into the mic when I forget to put my hand up or.
Oh, that's
cough
a good
into the
suggestion
mic.
For a song.
Uh-oh.
For the going out song. So I'm just going to look that up real quick while you talk about League.
League, yes. We had our first League session on Sunday. I went first. Sort of typical Garth day. My big moment, like, the hands that I won were not really so amazing. But my big moment was, I'd gotten a little lead in the first game, and the current Oya had reached, I was starting Oya, and then in the north round, after I'd built up my lead to probably, 40,000 points or so, so I was up 10,000. He was next with probably, say, 32,000. He reached as Oya. And the next thing after he threw, after he reached, was Supine, four of dots. And I had kind of just decided, oh, I'm not going to push this league when if somebody's reached, just get out of the way. It's just not worth it. And then I after throwing away a whole bunch of stuff, like I get almost back to Tempai again. I get is that thing back on? I get. Back to one away from Tempai because I get I draw a third Dianzo, two of bamboos, and I was sitting there thinking I had 1, 2, 3 in the dots, and he had thrown the four after he reached two, right? So it's not even like he tried to set it up, but there was with all of the I could see all of the twos and threes and no ones, and so it seemed just weird, like I could see three of the twos and threes.
Did you think about this before you came at all?
I was trying to remember exactly why, what my thought process was. But the thing is, it seemed like Epine could be safe. He'd thrown the Supine. Yeah, there was one chance for him to be on the open-ended weight. And I had my hand hovering over the Epine. Oh, am I going to throw it? And, it would have been, if I'd been able to get to Tempai, it would have just been Reach and Dora. I don't know. All right, fine, I'll throw Dianzo, because he had thrown Uso more recently. And so I was just like, and the thing is, there were more things possible with Dianzo, so it just seemed like, all right, it's just felt suspicious that there were no Epines out. So I didn't throw Epine. He ends up opening his hand, and it's Su Uncle. He's waiting for Epine, and I forget what the other one was. But also, even if I had thrown Epine to him, it would have been even if I had thrown the one of dots to him, that would have been Sancho Gudoko, the three colors all in the same triple. Su-Anko and Toy Toy. So that would have been 18,000 points, right? That would have just been game killer for me. It just really reinforced my feeling this league session that might as well just not fight. Like, this is not...
It sounds like a Nagare.
I don't know. All right, I'm not saying Nagare. Like, I'm not just saying...
You're not trying to say Nagare, but you know what? You're saying Nagare.
Well, no, but I'm not letting the way I play be affected by what happened previously. I'm just saying that if somebody reaches, I give up. Which, I don't know, maybe that is sort of admitting Nagari just because I feel like I'm not lucky when somebody reaches and I can't escape from their clutches.
Why do you feel like you're not lucky when someone reaches? Because in the past hands, you weren't lucky when someone reaches?
It's my whole life experience. but I don't feel like I'm reacting to this idea of flow. I just feel like, all right, if somebody's gone to the trouble to reach and tell me that they're, you know, tenpai, whatever, screw it.
It's all yours.
Take the hand. Unless I have an actual monster ready to go, you know, like Hanemon, and I'm only one away. All right, maybe I might push there. But really, it just doesn't feel like...
So it sounds like you're just kind of playing like you should be playing.
Probably, yeah. Well, I'm just not playing strong. My new thing, at least for League, is just, you know, why push it?
Also, I found in League it's usually better not to reach if you don't have to.
Yeah. It's just unnecessarily alerting people to the fact that you're about to win a hand.
And it doesn't... There's no Uradora.
Right.
So it doesn't increase your score that much. Mm. I mean, there has to be other reasons than just, I'm tenpai. Like, I don't know. If you think someone's going to fold, no one likes to fold to my reach, so...
Seriously,
they see me reach and they're like,
go! Oh my god, you're just going to give me 1,000 points now and
let's
the win?
Go! Yeah, now I know you're not going to win this hand, so they just throw up everything.
Right, it is frustrating sometimes with what seems to be the no respect reaction to
sometimes
your
I think
reach.
That I must be wearing a mirror on my shirt. I check sometimes.
Same thing, I feel like my weight must be written on my forehead for some reason. It just shows through somehow. But that was my big sort of successful give up on a hand. Then what happened? Like in the fourth game, which I eventually won, I started that game right off by throwing Oya Mountain to the guy. You know, started off as dealer right off the bat.
So you made a goal for yourself from the very beginning.
Yeah. I don't know. It was weird. Like I after throwing that, I'd kind of just like oh. And because I had also lost the previous two games, second and third game, right? So starting off the fourth game, blam, 12,000 points. Oh, God. Mahjong is so dumb. I hate this game.
Why am I even here?
Yeah, right? And so then the next hand, I get to ready, and I've got Tanpin Ipeko Dora in my hand. Like, I've already got Ipeko, you know, double run finished in my hand, and I was waiting for 2-5-8 of dots. Probably most people would say that should be a reach, but kind of just going with that other philosophy, I was like, oh, screw it. Just take the cheapie. and I don't know, you might really just call that Nagari. Like, I don't feel like I have the wind at my back, so I'm going to not reach there. As it turns out, it wouldn't have made any difference because somebody threw my winner. And that, you know, that's... that. It turned the tide for me that game. not the Nagare, it was the tide that turned.
The wind, like the winds?
Yes, I'm not sure how I want to characterize
this.
Tide
has something to do with winds, right? The moon and the wind?
mostly it's the moon, yes. The wind does create waves. But the tide is all connected to the moon.
Sometimes it's hard to distinguish the waves from the tide. Feels like the waves are bringing the tide in and pushing it out.
Well, yes, the waves do come
this
in for
English
farther
class.
And forth. Yes. Or oceanography class. But yeah.
Qualitative.
that was my other good play this weekend. I don't know if the result would have exactly been the same had I not reached, but I didn't reach. I got the 8,000 points, and then from there I just kind of took off. and won a lot more of the hands than anybody else did that game.
Way to go.
Yeah, it was my league. And then now I guess next thing I'm looking forward to is WRC this weekend.
Nice. Well, I'm out of everything until probably at least June, July.
So you're probably missing 10 Steps Tournament 2, huh?
Yep, I'm sitting out of Masters and a League and 10 Steps Judons. And I'm going to probably play in Women's League. But I'll probably miss one session. So I don't know if I'm going to miss the first one or the second one.
I guess you're also Yondan, right? Fourth step. I did not move up, although I was a little surprised at how few points I got. But then, look with closer inspection, every year now they make a mistake with the Dani points, and I don't understand. Like, I really feel like, also besides the fact that they make a mistake every year, and you have to try to tell them, "All right, can you fix this?" You never actually get to see the revised thing anyway, so you never really know, in fact, whether it was actually fixed or not.
Until the next year.
Well, you'd have to check again to keep the paper from the previous year.
I think they emailed it to me one time.
Really?
Yeah.
They emailed you the whole spreadsheet thing, or?
Well, they just showed me that how many points I had if it was fixed. But I could be making it up.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be kind of close to moving up to fifth Dan this time, but I still have like another at least year's worth of points to go unless I win something big. It is also annoying that the way they award points, like even taking first place in D2, you're still not going to get as many points as the D1, anybody in D1. Even all the people who fell out of D1 still get more experience points than you do having won D2. Doesn't it seem like winning the whole thing should be worth a little bit more?
No.
No?
You're winning a lower level.
But you're losing. You're totally losing.
Yeah, so the next time, they're going to have the D2...
points. That's the max they can get. I don't know. It just makes it feel like... And it is League, and I guess...
I think you're just saying that because you won the whole thing.
Well, but it's true.
If you were in last place in the end, then you'd be happy.
What does it mean to win League?
We wouldn't be happy.
There's really no...
It means you move up.
Well, you move up, but you know, 8 people move up.
Yeah, and if you're not... old, yeah. Then you get to play in the special
That's
league.
True, yes. And there's a little tiny bit of prize money.
And you got more than second place in D2.
Yeah. Still.
Yeah, you get your league for free.
Yes. Isn't that ridiculous?
My God.
Almost. Actually, no, you don't.
Just complain.
Not if you're Yondan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because you're supposed to be in a higher league.
Right, by the time you get to Yondan, you should not still be in D2.
Sucks to be us.
But there, in D1, actually, there is definitely some people that have been around way longer than we have.
Yeah.
So, we are not the crappiest.
Yeah, and they started in way higher leagues than we did.
Oh, yes.
We started in D leagues. When they started, yes. There was no D leagues. So.
Yeah. You started in D2 the first year there was a D2?
I think it was D1 then.
Really?
I think it was D1 when we started.
Really? I'm pretty sure we started in D2.
We can go look.
We can check, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think there's a way to
Do
check.
They have records going back that far? I feel like
I don't know. I might have put it on a blog or something. There's some way to check, I'm sure.
But, I was just about to say we've never fallen down to D3, but have you fallen down to D3 before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Alright, I've never fallen down to D3. Although I did get close by being late more than I should have.
I think I was in D3 once, maybe twice, I don't know.
Yeah, it is annoying also, like the fact that they won't let us oldsters play in the special league.
I still have 5 years to go before I'm that old.
Right, but what is a good rationale for that?
But you can't even join as a new pro once you're 40. You have to be under 40 to join now. I don't think that always was the case, but they've made that rule now.
I think that was sort of a recent thing here.
Because actually KY, my significant other, mm-hmm. was studying for the protest the other night. Well, he wasn't really. We were laughing about the questions. But
oh. Okay.
Is he... We were laughing about how he said the opposite answer for every question.
Oh, okay. I remember you saying that, and so he wasn't really seriously studying for the test. He was just kind of joking around.
I was telling him, because he's the one who recommended Mahjong to me in the first place. Like,
oh, yeah?
15, 16 odd years ago.
Wow.
And he's actually good at Mahjong. And he actually has a sense for it. Like, you know, they say sense and I. He actually has that feeling. Mahjong sense. So I was telling him that he should just take the test while he still can. And you can always quit.
Yeah.
So why not just take it? And so looking at the questions. And there's an interesting question. So there's some. So I thought it might be fun if we, I don't know, define fun. We could come up with a question from the protest that is a little bit tricky. So write this in the comments on Facebook, since we haven't fixed reachmahjong.com yet.
Ooh.
Well, I don't know if it'll be fixed by the time this is up, but it will be on Facebook anyway.
Okay.
So, this question, what happens... Okay, so in JPML, we do have the Tochu Nagare, Tochu Ryukyoku.
Uh-huh.
So, generally, mm-hmm. if everybody discards a wind, for the same wind...
Uh-huh.
On the first discard, then the hand ends in a draw right there.
Right.
So what if one of those players reaches with the wind?
Huh.
Does it end in a draw, or does the reach stand and keep playing? So, everybody think about that. You can look...
I'm going to post my answer, which has a 50-50 chance.
So try to answer before you look it up on the website. Right where you think the answer would be.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the answer is on the JPML website, so you can cheat if you want. But
I have a reason for thinking what I do.
Yeah, write your answer, write the reason, and then we'll come up with we'll answer it next week and kind of explain it a bit on the next podcast.
Yes. Good question. Do you remember the trick question they asked on our test?
No.
No.
There was one?
Well, I don't know. It was kind of... It's not like...
Okay, save it for next week.
Oh, okay. We'll save it for next week. I thought it was an interesting question. And it seemed pretty easy to me. Although, you know what was also funny about that question is that I had just kind of been thinking about that a couple weeks earlier. Like, I wonder... And then it appears on the test. And they're like, oh my god, I just thought about this a couple weeks ago. Wrote down the answer.
Yeah, so there are a few tricky questions that KY Kun found there. So I call him KY Kun for the world on my Twitter.
KY Kun for the world.
Yeah, so go ahead and we'll come up with a new question next week too.
All right. Yes, we'll use.
We can all practice for the protest.
The one from our protest, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah. Cool. That's good. Okay.
All right, and let's see, anything else going on? Oh, if anybody does happen to be coming to Japan, the next couple weeks are the beginning of the Masters, Mahjong Masters Tournament, and they do have Ippan Yosen, general population qualifiers, if you are interested in playing that tournament. Of course, you would have to be here for several weeks because of the way tournaments are run here.
But you have to get first or second to...
Qualify out of the Ippan Yosen.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow, it's that?
It's really, really tight. So you may just want to play anyway if you're in town.
Yeah.
Just experience and fun. It's not. I think it's like 3,000 yen or something. So only one or two people move on, but it's very cheap to play.
Is that even for the Tokyo Yosen?
Yeah, the Tokyo one was cheap as well.
Because I remember... North Kanto, they would have a qualifier, and only one person would qualify out of that. I think it does also depend maybe on how many people play in the qualifier.
Possibly. I remember Andy played years ago, and it was only like one or two people moved on.
We had another listener.
We can put it on Facebook.
Kobe. One of our listeners from Kobe played too, I think. I can't remember who that was.
That
right
was
now.
More recent, though.
Oh, okay. And other stuff going on. They can't play WRC. But, yes, you can still cheer us on.
You can cheer Garth on.
Right.
I will play probably next in the fall.
Alrighty then, I think that is about all of the Mahjong news this week. Oh, actually, rules update. We are now allowed to use our phones.
Oh, yes!
Between games. And they also realized that nixing conversation, all conversation entirely, was kind of a dumb thing. So now you can talk about things that have nothing to do with the game.
Oh, good. So we're out of that stupid experiment year.
Yeah.
And now Garth and I aren't going to quit anytime soon. Because that was a
It's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. And especially when you think about the reasons, or you know, whatever it is they're trying to complain about, and then you think about who was basically passing this rule, and then you think, huh, isn't that guy the most guilty of anybody in our entire league for doing all of these things that they are now, you know, outlawing? It just felt like, I mean, unfathomable hypocrisy.
Well, the most ridiculous one was that if we were playing open, like pro queen, where there's other pros from other leagues playing. In that case, only the JPML pros were not allowed to have conversations and were not allowed to use our phones. So, yeah. But you were allowed to talk to people from other leagues because that would be rude. They really said this at the beginning of the tournament, and it's just like, really?
How could you guys think this out that far and not get all the way to, oh, this is just a dumb rule?
So anyway, happy days. Good, that's great
news.
Yes,
yes.
I'm glad that you paid attention to something when they announced that league.
Yes, while I was looking at my phone, since I was assuming, of course, that would be my last chance to look at my phone legally.
I can't believe you didn't text me right away.
While they were talking.
Yeah. Okay. Anywho.
Yes. So we don't have that stupidity to complain about anymore.
Good.
And, yeah. That about wraps it up for this week in Reach Mahjong in Japan. If you'd like to get in touch with us, I am, first of all, if you wanted to just talk back to us on Twitter, I am Garth E, G-A-R-T-H-E-E-E on Twitter.
And I'm Mahjong Jen, Mahjong with one G.
Excuse me. I'm still working on my cold. And
so
of course...
That's the song I got for you.
Joe. Cough. Okay.
Let me clear my throat, you tweet.
All right. That's what I meant. And, of course, yes, we will be posting this on Facebook and possibly on the website, but you can also post comments there and respond there. Make sure you answer our question, the one about what happens if somebody reaches and then you still have a Su Furenda.
See?
Now I hear it, yes. And, yes, get in touch with us if you can. We always love to hear from you. I am Garth, signing off.
See ya. No matter what I say, they always come on fire. The ladies in here, they like fruit in a cup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Yo, Dougie Fresh, my fella, my man. Yo, get on the mic and do the best you can. Let me clear my throat.